can play musically. And it's just, it's crazy. Every note doesn't get equal emphasis in, but it should have an arch to it. Usually your phrase or your sentence has an arch to it. Okay, the process, let's keep going. Okay, follow the chords indicated by the song's four-part writing. You can do that. If you don't have any theory training, or you have never improvised without using the music and figured out the chords by yourself, you can perfectly stick to the four-part writing that you see in front of you. Now I'm talking about making up an accompaniment, and most of what I'm going to be saying is when you make one up. Okay?
This is the first one.
Oh,
but we're another one's coming in shortly.
Thank you so much. And please tell AI I'm sorry she didn't get it. I thought I had sent it 2 months ago, but I don't remember what I did yesterday. Okay. So B, you can figure out the chords. You want to put this here in case somebody else comes in?
So the other ones will be up in about 5 minutes or so.
Perfect. Thank you. I figured they would come. She's very responsible. Okay. Figure out the chords by using your ear. So if you don't have that and you can figure out some chord progressions, you are great. That is great. Okay. C, plan a mood setting introduction. So let's say I'm doing Blessed Assurance. This out, but sometimes when I set the introduction, plan a mood setting introduction, I will use a motif from the song, like Blessed Assurance. Da, 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 is a motif, it's a short musical fragment. So I might go, I got an octave here, just one note here, then the D major chord. I don't like And then they're right there for the one. But anyway, so set a mood, mood setting introduction, plan an outline of the accompaniment. And all this is I kind of figure out what I want to do the first stanza, what I think I want to do to paint the lyrics of the second stanza, and then do I want a modulation, you know, for the last stanza, which is very typical, to go up, and you can go down the middle stanza, and then just right back up to that key. That's a little trickier. You can go down, like, if I'm on When I Survey, I could go to D-flat very easily, because the F is a third of the chord of the D-flat, and they can even hear that. So that, you know, you can go back up to F, or even to G for the last stanza. But anyway, plan an outline. What am I going to do with this accompaniment? Because you don't want it to all be the same. If I can get anything across, you need to support the soloist, if it's an instrument or a singer, whoever you're accompanying. And then you want it to paint the text, and you don't want it to all be the same. That would be my most, probably three important points. Choose appropriate accompanying patterns, and we'll be going through some, we've already talked about that. Determine if a modulation or a transposition would be beneficial, and plan how you're gonna get there. What is your modulation gonna be to get there? And I'm not doing modulations today, but basically, you want to get to the five chord of the new key, somehow. All right, number three, particulars. I let the singer or the instrumentalist take pickup notes by himself. So if it's like Blessed Assurance, Blessed is our pickup notes. So it's Blessed Assurance is a downbeat. So they have pickup notes. So if I did that. Some. And it seems like more so now because we're trying to make our arrangements even simpler. Like we just put out a book, Simply Majesty. I think it has 14 arrangements in it, but they're for the small choir. Because most of our choirs, most of our churches are 100 members or less, and most of our choirs are 20. Simply Majesty. And we are starting to arrange Simply Majesty hymns. Will be out in, we'll be recording in January, and it's going to be some of Majesty songs, but some traditional hymns that the congregation can sing along. All of them will have, the congregation can join in, because I love that, when they're a part of it. Or if you don't want them, the choir can just do it. But they'll be very simple, that the congregation could either sing the whole thing with melody, or they could just come in on the last stanza and chorus. But anyway, let's see. Seldom playing the melody, I guess. But anyway, yeah, I think we're sometimes playing the melody, and especially in kids' songs, sometimes we play the melody a lot more so they don't get lost. It depends on the, you know, I know what I was saying, that most choirs are 20 or less. So to try to do some of the songs that they're doing here would not sound very good with a small choir. Sounds great with 300 voices, you know, so. Have to pick your music, you know, according to that. Okay, set a comfortable tempo. Make sure it's not too fast. Sometimes I think we think to get life in our music, we have to make it faster. So you might be singing, and, you know, and I'm thinking, as a singer. So just make sure it's a comfortable tempo, whatever it is. Some are going to be faster, some are going to be slower. So don't make it too slow that it dies and drags. Okay, when the singer has a lot of motion, stay simple. When the singer is stationary, provide motion. So that's a very basic tip that you need to do for your when you're accompanying. Like probably, I'm not saying simple there, am I? What's another one? Like, I serve a risen Savior, maybe. I serve a risen Savior, the world today. When he holds day, that's when I try to provide some motion. And that's not always the case, I mean, and you don't want everything to be busy. Make sure some of your accompaniment at some point comes back to very simple, but then you can make it bigger. So don't make it very busy all the time. That gets hard on the ears. Okay, patterns, and then we're gonna go to the music. What time am I supposed to be done? 2:20? Y'all go to the town hall?
Me too, I'm so excited.
I love to watch boxing. Anybody else does? I mean, sometimes. Other times it's depressing. Yes.
In teaching students how to play and playing, how best to teach chords? A lot of them like to try to get to do a chord.
Yeah, they improvise it.
Okay.
Well, yeah.
I know. Yeah, I do use that too.
You need some kind of book, probably. Okay. Or I don't know if there's stuff online. Almost everything is online. Okay. But I wrote the improviser text. There's three books. They're cumulative. They progress. To teach chords. So,
that's good.
Fun for my book. Thank you for asking. I paid her to ask that. Okay. So blocked chords, that's the very simplest kind of accompaniment. Let's see, day by day.
Day by day.
For a lot of songs. Okay, that is one chord pattern. And that would be one you could do for your accompanist. He's got accompanists that don't, you want to explain?
Well, sometimes I'll have vocal music with no accompaniment, and I'm able to, and most of the time they're able to figure out a chord, but not necessarily what to play.
What to do with the chord.
Especially if they're not familiar with the song.
Yeah.
The song they've never heard, and I have no accompaniment for them.
So he transcribes the chord, you know, like the chord chart, like a guitarist would read from. But he needs to know how to tell them what to do with that chord, right?
Yeah.
So anyway, blocked chords is very simple. And if that's all they can do to start with, by all means, do a blocked chord every stanza, you know, until you get comfortable with that. I mean, we all start somewhere. So, that would be a very simple accompaniment pattern they can do. Arpeggiated and rolled chords. It could be
day by day and with each passing
G flat. I mean, let me do it in the key of C. That's easier. Okay,
day by day,
C chord.
And with each passing
F chord. I'm just rolling it.
Do do
could be a 5-7 chord. Yeah, I'm just rolling a chord. Maybe a little bit lower, the seventh. I like that. I like that chord pattern. If you want to write it down, it's a one chord, and then it's a four chord over one, and then it's a five chord over one. So it's almost all songs. I mean, many, many songs start with one, go to four, go to five. So to make it a little different, instead of going one, and putting everything in root position, I use the C as a pedal tone. So C stays on the bottom of the chord. C, E, G. C, F, A. chorus could be that. Octavos you like. What did they do with their accompaniment? And then you can look at it. And you can see that was the chord. That was the chord progression. That was what they did with their left hand and their right hand. And copy it. You can't copy an idea like that. And it's going to be different for whatever song you're doing. But get ideas. Get ideas. Listen. Listen to other pianists and get ideas. Chord progressions and repeated patterns. So I could just maybe... I repeat that G. It's harder to... it's harder. But if I do, my hand position just goes boop, boop, boop. G, E, C, G. And then this pinky goes on the G, E, C, G. G, E, C, G. So it's a... do scripture and hymn histories of the carols. Especially I Heard the Bells. I love. Have you heard the story? Oh, what about Longfellow? Oh my word, he lost his wife in a fire. Right in front of his, their house burned down, and anyway, then his son went to war and got injured. They thought he was going to die, and he just, like, if you look at the word, and we just read the words later, and then you'll see how he finally heard the bells on Christmas Day, and it was like, God is not dead, nor doth he sleep. He loves me. Anyway, I love the story behind this. But this also, we put organ with it. If you have an organ or a synthesizer in your church, you'll see in the cue notes that it has an organ. But I printed these just so you can see what I did with the accompaniment. So first introduction is, I think, okay, it's got a little bit of the melody in it. Oh, and this melody Megan wrote. We used the words, but she did a new melody. Motif. that, it's in the top melody, it's just a little. Instead of going to one, what do I go to? The sixth of the minor. And we're going to stay on that. And you know why the minor? We think it fits the text. In despair, I got my head. Minor is more melancholy. Plus tones.
Thank you.
59. So the same pattern, but now in a new key. So this pretty much carries that pattern throughout, which just, it kind of ties it together that way too, but I would not want all my accompaniments to be the same throughout. But sometimes they can. So anyway, this music is for you to take home, and I hope you learned something. Yes. And there are extra up here if you want to take them. You are very welcome to, because I'm not going to do anything with them. So you could do a quartet. I heard the bells. You get four of them. Or you shall say, it could be a solo. There you go. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. I have a question for
yes.
you.
Yes.
So how would you do an intro for just normal him playing for a congregation?
Oh, and last phrase.
Okay.
Or I do the first phrase. Because then they hear it.
Oh, right. Yeah,
so
exactly.
Like, see if I can do that. Like,
I was
for when I started.
But.
I might play the first phrase and then kind of
right.
cadence it.
Because I always end it, like, I know you're talking about not ending it, but.
Oh, not on a congregation.
On a congregation. Okay, good. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was like, I don't think
no, you
our
could.
Person
yeah.
would
yeah.
be able to.
Not
know what I mean?
That was a very good question.
Okay.
Yes, for congregation, I don't.
Okay.
Yeah, they need a more.
Right.
Of five.
Do you emphasize
yeah.
the melody
okay.
in the congregation?
Yeah.
Do you play evangelistically and then emphasize the melody in the congregation?
Yes, I do play the melody
yeah.
in the congregation. But not always.
Well, yes.
Especially if there's another pianist.
Yes.
If there, if I'm the only pianist, I will. Except I may not even take the pickup notes if it's very familiar. If it's not, I will definitely take the pickup notes.
I know in our church,
I mean, play them. You know,
the piano's the lead instrument, so the piano's the one.
Yes,
dictates
yes,
everything.
You need the melody.
Yeah.
If there are two pianos, I would accompany the accompanist.
Gotcha.
You know, do something like whatever. Okay, thank you. Very good question. Thank you for saying that.
Oh, so it's all like new, so this helps a lot.